This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Will not practice today. Seth Van Pran, Max, Khalil, Jordan Hancock, Keonta Jenkins, Tylan Grable, and Travis Clayton, both in concussion protocol. Grant DuBose with a collarbone, which is, you know, obviously working yesterday in his second day and then injured the collarbone. It's my understanding he will have surgery and be out. And then Steven Gosnell with a calf, so he will be out this practice as well. Limited will be Shaq Thompson as he continues to heal from the hamstring, Cam Lewis with the calf, Connor McGovern with the hamstring, and then we'll go from there.
That's a lot of wide receivers dealing with it more, even now dealing with injuries, is bringing someone else in for the preseason game on the table, or is it kind of dealing with
new habits? Yeah, we'll see. You know, obviously we're juggling. We've had some guys in and then they've gotten hurt right away. So, and then going into the game, making sure we have enough numbers to your question at all positions, wide receiver being one of them, but at all positions so that we can find our way through the game here.
Will you be more open to playing guys like Curtis, Elijah, and Tyrell, understanding there's still an evaluation there with roster cuts coming?
Yeah. You know, it's hard to say, you know, make a blanket statement yes to everything or no to everything, but I think it's more on an individual basis who we feel like we need to still see, who has not been out there enough, maybe due to injury in this case with Curtis. I would say he looks, you know, good in his 2 days back to this point. So yes, from the standpoint of wanting to see a couple of those guys and then certainly evaluate special teams pieces as well as it relates to certain positions in particular.
So this is more of an evaluation type of game, just as opposed to getting any starters for the game?
Not totally there yet. John, obviously you guys know we're going to practice in the stadium. We're going to work together ones versus ones and get our reps up to the point where we need to have them this time of year, and then we'll make final decisions from there. It'll be on a case-by-case basis where that goes. You know, I'm anticipating not playing all of the ones, but we'll see where today goes at this point. Yeah, from my standpoint, you know, had a good conversation with Gabe, just getting caught back up on things and kind of his journey over the last year or so, and it was a good conversation. And then, you know, really from there, that was it at this point for me. I know he had, you know, did some other things in the building and with our medical staff as well, but for me at that point, that was it. But it was good to see him.
Does that open the air cluster of players for Saturday with Josh?
No. Yeah, no.
That's a bit of a change in philosophy for you. You know, Josh is, or at least it seems that way, because Josh has played in some capacity in the preseason pretty much every year. Why was that something you were comfortable with changing now?
Well, number one, that's my job, is to adjust as need be. And you've got the reigning MVP, and I feel like he's shown to this point that he's in a good spot. You know, Josh is in a spot where, you know, he and I talk about that. And listen, he's always going to want to play. That's what competitive people want to do. They want to play. But I also, I have a responsibility as well to protect him, and in doing so, protect our team. So, again, I think he's on schedule and he's looked good. You've been out there at practice and you've watched. He's looked good to this point, and I feel good about where he's at right now.
Sean, knowing it's a case-by-case basis, James Cook hasn't seen any preseason action. Are you leaning, do you have any lean towards whether to get him something to play on?
Yeah, I'm not. I don't really want to go on. You know, we can go all the way through the roster, person by person, if you want. I don't think that's probably the best use of our time. But again, I can promise you that when we go through it as a staff, everything's on a case by case basis. And right now, I'm not just going to make a blanket statement of yeah, all the ones are playing, all the ones aren't, because that's not going to be the case. So that's the best I can share with you guys right now.
So. With Ben Krangranger, correct me if I'm wrong, I thought maybe the plan was to try to get him back for this last preseason game without practicing today. Is that, it seemed unlikely, is that still an option? And is one of the lists maybe pup or injured reserve at the start of the year a consideration?
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see. I mean, there's a few guys where some of those conversations will take place. Right now, it's, you know, he's in a situation where he's not able to go right now, and probably not this weekend as well. So, you know, we'll see where that leads as we move down the road here.
How would you evaluate what you've seen from Alec playing center with guys like Cedric
Cobb? Yeah, I mean, again, it's for Alec. I feel like I'm a broken record here. I apologize, but it's like he just got back, you know. So, you know, he had some moments yesterday that I thought were really good, and then a few where you could tell he was. You know, kind of just came back off of being out a couple weeks. So he knows that, and we have a lot of trust and confidence in Alec. And, you know, I have a ton of confidence in him myself, and he'll get back. He just needs more time out there.
As a head coach, what's your overall mindset approaching the final week of
this? Yeah, evaluation overall. It's almost like it's two-pronged, right? Evaluation, continued evaluation. Making sure we have the evaluation right, wanting to see certain players, you know, that are in competition with one another. And then this piece over here is trying to move our team forward, like today, and making sure that we are getting ourselves ready to go here as an overall team.
John, how have you seen Curtis respond since the first time you've seen him in Team Girls?
Yeah, no, he's looked good. I referenced this earlier, Joe. He's looked good. You know, he came back, I think, the first day there. He's been back 2 days, I believe, and the first day, you know, looked good and, you know, looked fast, looked fresh, which happens when, you know, you're not out there through the 18, 17 practices leading up to then, or 15, whatever it was. So, yeah, he's looked good, and now it's, hey, you know, how does he look through the weekend here? And and then what's the role, right? So everyone has to have a role, and how big or small is it, and what does it look like, and some of that's, you know, with Joe and our offense, and working with Josh and getting that, you know, rapport built back up.
Sean, the last couple of days I've asked some of your players, and then also Joe Brady, what they've seen from Keon at this point, and the answers were pretty, like, they were just really praising how different he is.
Yep.
At this time this year. Do you agree with that?
And this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What have you seen that has made him, you know, show this maturity on and off the field?
Yeah, I mean, you know, probably a really good question for him in terms of what's been the change. You know, listen, he has a lot of pride in who he is and what he does and how he does things, and confidence in himself as a competitor and a football player, and those are all good things. But at the end of the day, the work has got to be put in, and he put in work this offseason, right, honestly, very close to the end of the starting with the end of the season last year. So you know, again, I tip my cap to him, because to say it is one thing, but to do it is another, and that's what separates a lot of people.
You've said time and time again that it all starts up front, especially on defense for you. How do you feel like that group has come together, learning to rush together, and starting to build some chemistry, you know, a month into camp?
Yeah, you know, we've got some new pieces, and we've got some young pieces there too, and it's a work in progress. To say that we are right now where we need to be would be a lie. I feel like right now it's to be expected, right? Because when you're trying to, you know, onboard new players, onboard young players, get them to develop, it takes time and reps, and then the symmetry of four players rushing well together, knowing where each other are going to be in the rush, that takes time as well. So we're getting there. It's you know, work in progress overall. But they're working hard. I like the guys we have, confident in them. There's development pieces there that need to continue to move forward for us because of the youth.
What's stood out to you about Joey Bosa and what he's brought since, you know, camp started? He's been on the field.
Yeah, football player. I appreciate Joey's focus. I appreciate how much he loves the game, and that he likes being here, and he's really easy to coach. It's not he's got very little ego at all, if any, and that makes, you know, the coach player relationship really, really flow well. And also, like, he's kind of a fun guy to be around from a sense of humor standpoint, so that makes it fun.
You made a point on Tuesday in saying you're still looking for that person to play opposite T-Rap. How big is the game is Saturday for a guy like Bishop?
Yeah, I mean, I think let's just be fully honest here. It's big for every player that is trying to make this team or make an impression on film, right? And I don't take that lightly at all. It's an important game for a lot of these guys, and I respect that. I honor that, and I want the best for all of these guys. I really do. I've told them this before. If you're in these seats, you've got the skills to get it done. So I'm looking forward to this weekend, watching them, watching Cole. Cole will play this weekend a little bit as well. So we'll go from there. But, you know, again, I've said before, fully confident in Cole. It's the reps that he needs to create these calluses that you get when you're young and trying to grow in a position, and but being out there is how you get that experience.
Sean, you don't have to give a specific example that you can. A time. Can you remember a time where maybe a guy actually won a job because of maybe the last preseason game? It comes down to a few guys. You have this whole month plus evaluation, but you know what? He's making the team, is what I saw in film this game.
Yeah, and I think that's Sal's kind of the cool part about the preseason, or even if you go back all the way to spring. You know, we evaluate as coaches, we evaluate roster, we evaluate scheme, we adjust scheme. The piece of the evaluation of the roster is you could have a guy in the spring that looks great, but it's in shorts and you know, helmets or shorts and hats. It's not really football. And then it's interesting to watch that evolution, if you will, through start of training camp then into preseason games, one, two, and now three. And, yeah, to your point, I've seen players who maybe didn't look the part back here, but when they get to over here and then the development piece, improvement piece from game one to game two to game three, there have been players that have made that jump. And I look forward to seeing that. I hope that is the case for us. You know, our twos, threes, whoever it is, that someone shows us who they are and who they can be. And that would be great. It really would, and I look forward to that.
John, what's your sense of so far on Landon Jackson? I mean, we've seen Sanders and Walker and Flash a little bit. It looks like Landon has had trouble making an impact, at least in the brief time he's played the game. Where do you sense he's at right now?
Yeah, confident in Landon. You know, he's a young player again. As we talk about youth, I've said it from the start, we're going to you know, have to count on some youth up front in particular, and that's going to take some time. So, you know, again, I remain patient. I think he's – when you play defensive end, there's more mental that goes with defensive end, the defensive end position, than D-tackle, right? So that also carries a weight with it in terms of it takes you a little bit more time to get back to playing fast. And I think that's probably – you know, him balancing some things right now. And I thought one of his best practices was yesterday, especially the back half of yesterday, and I'm encouraged by that. And he's very passionate about football, and doing well is important to him. And I think he's got the right wiring. Now we just got to continue to, you know, kind of cut him loose and play fast.
Can you explain the difference then between edge and D-tackle? What are you talking about?
Yeah, there's just more. There's more that goes with more playbook, more volume from checks to you know, role definition of, hey, D tackles mainly rush, mainly they don't drop into coverage. So there's other dimensions of the game that come into play for DNs as opposed to D tackles, and so. And Landon's a smart guy, and he's a smart player, and it just takes a little bit more time. It's like if you equate it to playing middle linebacker compared to playing outside linebacker, or playing safety compared to corner. There's more mental processing that it calls for. Probably, honestly, like any coach, I would say watching these players develop on the field, yes, but also getting a chance to be around them off the field last week in Chicago. Listen, I know the game didn't go the way we had hoped it to go, especially for some of our twos and threes, and I think they'll learn from that. But before that and around that, we had a great time, I think, just being around each other on the trip and you know, spending some time getting to know some of these guys a little bit better, and maybe them getting to know me a little bit better, and their connection with each other. I think that's been fun to watch, and so I think that's all part of it so far.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.